And then there's a bunch of description of how an elector is chosen and how the House, the Senate, will have the certificates from each state transmitted to them. And once transmitted, then they will do the count. So, media organizations do not call presidents. As a matter of fact, it is a courtesy that viewers extend when media organizations used to be trusted that they could call, quote, call a state, close quote. There's no such emolument or entitlement that they are generically or routinely accorded. We do it just out of habit, mainly, that the networks call elections. And, of course, on Saturday midday, the AP called it for sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. By the by, why didn't Biden say no? This is a good question to start the program with today. Those libtards that are out there threatening to lock me and you up once Biden is coronated as king, as emperor. And we'll get into that as the program unfolds today. Those people out there that are talking about what a tyrant dictator Donald Trump is. And I mean, folks, if you go on Trump's Twitter feed, I couldn't take it for more than like a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. Just the vitriol, the hatred, the seething, visceral meaning it comes from your gut, visceral hatred of this man. They don't just want to get rid of him, dude. They hate him. They want him to be, they want Donald Trump and his family to be made expat, kicked out, denied citizenship. That's what the libtard left is doing. Here, they want you and I to leave too. Representative Ocasio-Cortez, activist hint at blacklisting of Trump supporters after election. You know, if you go on the Twitter, you'll see that Mr. Barrett has changed his Twitter ID. He is I forget. Barrett, which gulag number are you? You all have gulag numbers now. Jack Posobiec has changed his number. Barrett is, I'm number one on AOC's list. Jack Posobiec changed his to future gulag prisoner number 4676. I changed mine to Trump enabler and future AOC prisoner. What are we talking about? There's Friday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other activists suggesting that we should have lists form. Now, this is what the Communist Party does. This is what Nazis and communists after red revolutions and revolutions in Cuba. This is why you identify your political enemies so we can all be rounded up and herded into these camps that Alex Jones has been talking about all these years.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay. Crap gay. Frogs, friggin' frogs. It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
By the by, did you know, folks, forgive me if I lose my focus because there's so much to talk about today. Did you know that a vote for sleepy Joe Biden and Kamala LaDasha Harris cured COVID-19? No one is sick anymore. Everybody is cured. There's an aerial photograph you can see. I think it's in Central Park of what appears to be 30, it's hard to get a gauge on it because you don't have the scale of because the shot is kind of zoomed in. But it looked to me on Saturday like 30 to 50,000 people crammed together like sardines celebrating the fake election of allegedly, or the alleged president, Joe Biden. Mrs. O'Connell said she watched one video where, I think this was in Washington, in Mordor and the Potomac, where BLM rioters, by the hundreds, were popping champagne corks, taking their masks off, and then sharing a bottle of champagne. Aren't you afraid you're going to get the corona hoax? Let me go back to the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the lists that her and others like Jennifer Rubin. I had the audio. I had the video. You're not getting away with this. Of what it is that they have planned for us. And we'll get into all that. But the Ocasio-Cortez pronouncement, see, here's what she wrote on Twitter. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I'm complicit? What did I do? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future. In a subsequent tweet, she intimated she was seeking to hold Trump supporters responsible for their behavior over the last 4 years. What did we do? We sang the Star Spangled Banner. We enjoyed tax cuts. We enjoyed gas prices that plummeted. There was a surge in, I think it's fake nationalism, but in nationalism, millions upon millions of people came together, participated in Trump-themed rallies. And what did they do? Did they burn? Did they rape? Did they rob? Did they? No! They enjoyed each other's company. They had caravans. Almost all of them were, quote, peaceful protests. What exactly are we guilty of? You sneer down your nose at a sodomite. Damn, Skippy, I did. At the sin, yeah. Folks, just look at, let me go back to what creepy Joe Biden. Why did he come out and start babbling on endlessly about what him and Kamala are going to do as president and vice president? Already now threatening a national mask mandate, already promising to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. The murder of the soon-to-be-born has got to be restarted immediately on January the 21st. You already have the cult of death rearing its ugly head. They're out there. They are measuring the drapes for the White House, baby. They are counting down the days until the adrenochrome flows again. Yet Biden has not been declared anything. As a matter of fact, the state of Pennsylvania has not been certified and will not be certified. State of Michigan and Wisconsin, North Carolina and Georgia, Arizona and Nevada have not been certified, and no secretary of state in any of their states has said that they have been. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much fraud out there, it is impossible to even know where to start. Well, let me just start with this academic question. Why is Biden claiming he's president? Because now he's put Donald John Trump in the position of disproving it. This is a brainwashing propaganda scheme. This is a psyop. It's even worse than the psyop from before the election, with the fake polls that we now know were engineered to generate a result. Greg Carpenter will be on next hour, a host of Reverse Deception Radio, and we'll give you an eye popping crash course on this PSYOP. My advice to you is this, as we get into the meat and taters of the program here today. William Briggs, statistician to the stars. What do you hear what Briggs has to say about these numbers? We'll pop in for a quick hit in the third hour of today's show. Let me just try and piece together what's going to happen or what has happened and what's transpired. Let's start with Biden. Biden is now complicit in this. He has to know, he has to have been let in on the fact that when you total them all up, well over a million, I believe Trump said 100 million mail-in ballots were distributed by Democrats since May, since the primaries and their first years. 100 million plus.